testifies of what God's done for here over the last little while. And brother, really what's on our heart now is what we talk about. And I think when we look at the Bible, you know, this is a book, this is an inspired Bible. But the men that wrote this Bible, they was telling what they was going through. And I believe God allowed them to go through that. And I believe that God's sovereign in all the things that anybody goes through as a people of God. We know all things work together for good. Other them that love God who are the called. That's us according to His purpose. And we know the purposes of God's accomplished through His will for our lives. And we know that we go through things that we can comfort somebody else that's going through them things. And we can read the scripture and get comfort from the text or wherever we're reading. Amen. That we can get comfort, thank God, and give comfort. And that's what it's about. And Job said this in chapter 14. I'm not going to read it all, but just read a few verses, and may the Lord help me say a few things this morning might help you. But Job said this in verse 4, who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one. He seen this, brother. He saw that there's no way. Thank God a man can bring himself out of this uncleanness, that he could not justify himself. He could do no works. Thank God there's nothing I can do, thank God, to be justified. There's nothing I can do to stay justified. There's nothing you can do to stay justified. It's an act of God that is settled. Amen. We're justified by faith in the Son of God. He justified us. Amen. The Bible said them He called, He justified, and them He justified, He glorified. Amen. That means that the complete work has already been done in the eyes of God. There's nothing that can be added to it or taken from it. If you're saved, you're saved forever. Amen. And that's just the way God does it. Amen. He called you. Amen. But the same thing, He justified you and He glorified you. That was in the mind of God and the acts of God before the world began. Because there's nothing ever happens. Amen. That God don't know and God ain't in on. And brethren, that's exactly the way God sees us this morning. At the ages to come, He might show the exceeding riches of His grace. And brethren, one day, thank God, we'll see this whole thing complete in what we know is completion. Thank God, we only know now. Amen. I can't go further than what today is. Amen. Just like that marriage yesterday. Amen. Thank God we give the vows and they gave vows. Amen. And the last one, the end of that is until death do us part. And that's on earth. Amen. That's right, brother. Listen, when this thing ends here, amen, it's not going to, it goes to there, amen. And brethren, we're not married over there. We're brothers and sisters over there. But here, thank God, we are. And that's the way God set it up to glorify His Son. Everything God done pictured His own Son. Thank God in this thing of being married, amen. That there's a husband and there's a wife. There's a bride and a bridegroom. Christ said something about His church. He said His church. Thank God is like a husband and wife. Amen. That's the book of Ephesians 5. But I can't justify myself. Amen. The Pharisees said things to try to justify themselves. But verse 5 says, seeing his days are determined. This is Job talking now. He's saying my days are already determined. Amen. Listen, somebody said, how long you gonna live? As long as God lets me live. Amen. Listen, the old timers said this. They said, brother, listen, I'm going to leave out of here when it's my time. And brother, it looks like that's what Job was saying. He said, my days are determined. He said, the number of his months are with thee, and thou hast pointed his bounds that he cannot pass. In fact, he's sovereign over my life. Buddy, I can lay down in my bed tonight and rest in that. I ought to know that he's in control of everything about my life. I cannot bring forth that fruit. It's him that does it. He's the one that gave me life. Amen. Job knew that. He said the Lord takes and the Lord gives and the Lord takes away. He gave me life and one day he'll take his breath back.
sick. Amen. And this body, thank God, won't live without breath. Amen. When the last breath is taken in this body, it's going to lay down. Amen. And that's the way it is. And brother, that's why I believe, thank God, He wants me to do His will as long as I'm in this body. Amen. Because one day it's going back to dust. Amen. Your body's going back to dust. Done that funeral ceremony or funeral service, done the wedding ceremony. I guess it is, praise God, if you're saved. Amen. It's a graduation is what it is. If you, amen. There ain't nobody in here wants to die today. I don't want to. Amen. But I ain't got the call on it. If he allows me to go through something today, amen, my heart could have a heart attack in an immediate moment while I'm up here in the last breath that I take. Amen, could be right here this morning. And they ain't one thing. You'll not retain your spirit in the day of death. Even the Ecclesiastes writer Solomon, he said, brethren, there's a time to be born, there's a time to die. That was what he seen under the sun. And he said, I found this to be true. A man can't retain his spirit in the day of death. He can't stop that. And Job knew he had boundaries. Here, think about Job writing this. His own children sitting in a house one day and having a feast. And the winds come by and blows the house down and kills every one of his children. And brethren, he's writing this in despair. He's writing this. Amen. And my friend, listen. In a time that he'd been through everything. And he's saying, listen, I know my days are numbered here. Amen. Listen. He said in verse number 10, notice what he said. I'm not going to read all this, but man dieth and wasteth away. Yea, man giveth up the ghost. And where is he? Amen. He said, listen, man's going to die. Everybody's going to die. Amen. He said, one man's sin brought death, and death passed upon all men. All have sinned. And so we're all going to leave this world. It's going to be a death one day. Hey, friend, it's not going to escape you. Amen. It's not going to escape me. There's a decaying a process in this body because of the corruption of sin that's in me. Amen. The only way that the body ain't going to corrupt, it can't have sin in it. Jesus' body never seen corruption. Amen. They put the body in the tomb 3 days, but it didn't see corruption. It picked it up and rose again. We see corruption. Our body, listen, what did they say about Lazarus? He's been dead 4 days and he stinks. His body stinks. It's a corrupt body. But thank God he resurrected him when he called him out. Amen. But he did die again. Amen. But listen, he said this. He said, give up the ghost. He asked this question. Job did. Where is he? Where is he? Brother, there's something in my mind to think. Here's a man that God talked about and said he's an upright man, but now he's asking the question. A man dieth and giveth up the ghost, and where is he? Are you listening to me today? I'm going to say some things and you'll probably not understand some of this. But brother, there's a time of life that we go through and it's smoky sometimes. It really is. There's questions we ask. Even though, brethren, listen, we've got concrete evidence within us that there's a God in heaven and we're His. But there's times in our lives, amen, that beyond our own heart and our mind only, we say, where's God at? Where is He? Even that, listen, He knew. Brethren, where's man? Is this reality? What I've always believed, is it real? Is there a witness? Is there something in me going to tell me this? Amen. Don't you ever criticize anybody that goes through a period of despair. You don't never know what you'll go through in this life. You don't know what people's thinking in this service today that they're going through in their own mind. And brother, God knows that. Listen, God's God. There ain't no variance in Him of changing and turning. He knows all the things about me. He knows that I've got a lot of weakness. He knows I got a lot of things in me that needs corrected. That still don't keep God from using me. That still don't keep God from blessing me. Amen. Listen, you can't figure them out, Brother Roberts. You can have the best day of your life spiritually and the next day be like that crowd, thank God, Elijah was. Elijah, friend, prayed down fire from heaven, and in the next chapter he's running from Jezebel. You explain that, hiding in a cave, wanting to die. And you explain that to me. I can't explain it. I just know that there's things that people go through in life that, brethren, they face in their own personal heart and personal families and things that a man can go through, that, brethren, it takes God to answer these things. Amen. Where is he? Man, die, give up. Where is he? But verse 14, he says this. He said, if a man dies, shall he live again? Here he goes again. He's Job talking here. If a man dies, shall he live again? That's what he's asking. But notice what he's saying. All the days of my appointed time will I wait. All them things I go through, I'm just going to wait. Amen. You come by. Amen. Somebody's going through it, Brother Redmond. And you've been through some things, and as others, thank God, has been through some very hardships. And you can go by them. And brethren, listen. You cannot. There's not words that you can say to them that's going to affect them to change the situation and the condition they're in. Here's Job's three friends come. They're not nothing but miserable comforters. And they're trying to prove to him why he's in this shape. And I like what Job said. He said, if I was standing where you was, I could say the same thing. Amen. And brethren, listen. You can't listen what Job's saying. I'm just waiting. Amen. I've been through these struggles. I'm just waiting for deliverance. I'm waiting for God to come. I cursed the day that I was born. I don't even like that. But he never cursed God, never blamed God, never laid anything to God, friend. He trusted God. He said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Thank God, though I go through things, I'll trust him. Brethren, I'm telling you this. Amen. Will a man live again? He said. Is there life after death? What he's saying. That's what he's saying. Is there life after death? When we take a loved one out by the cemetery and we put their body in the ground, is there life after death? It begins before the body goes to the ground. Brother, and I'm telling you this, here's the only thing I can answer you in what Job said here. He said this, he said, all the days of my appointed time, he had an appointed time, will I wait? A struggling time, a difficult times in life. Amen, listen. He said, till what? My change come. He knew, brother, listen, he knew there was a change coming. Why did he say, brother, I can't go. I don't. He said, why? Thank God the worms devour my body. Amen. In my flesh, I shall see God. He said, I know what. How did he say this? Job was it's recognized by people that study this thing out that it was one of the oldest books in the Bible. He said, but though, listen, he said, for one thing I do know, I know my Redeemer liveth. How could Job see the Redeemer? And he wasn't even born yet. He never had been born yet. But by faith somewhere, I don't know. I don't know who heard it preached to him. I don't know where he got a faith, but I'm tell you one thing. Thank God he said, I know my Redeemer lives today. Amen. Buddy, I'm telling you, better get a hold of that. Thank God, son. Listen to me. I'm full of this scripture. I believe it's the inspired word from Genesis to the end of Revelation. And brethren, there's voices, thank God, that God used down through the days before there ever was a Bible. Amen. That's right. Somebody said, do you believe we ought to go by the Bible? I said, yes, sir, it's the book. But I think we need to go by the voice in the Bible. I think we need to go by the voice in the Bible. Y'all won't get upset at me. You've got to think now. My relationship's not with the writing. My message is, my relationship's with the one that just wrote about. I know people wave the Bible said, well, the Bible says it. I like the one that's saying it. Amen. It's an inward relationship. How did Job know? How did he? Only way he knows God showed him. That's the only way Job could know that his Redeemer lived, and the hope that he had, amen, was in God's Redeemer Christ. And brethren, he knew that, but he did not. I don't think he was asking God, was there? I believe Job did know that there was life after death, but in a despairing time, he's saying, shall man live again? Have you ever said, listen, old brother Don Anderson's mama, me and him, we used to preach a lot together in the early days, and his mama was a dear woman. I mean, a dear woman, had a good daddy too. I mean, people loved God. And his mama got sick. I wasn't nurse, Brother Anderson telling me. And she laid on that bed and she was sick for a good while. And brother, listen, thank God when her time come to leave out, Brother Anderson said she sat up on the bed and looked up to heaven and held her hands out and she clapped them and said, it's been worth it all. It's been worth it all. And laid back down and passed on. Brother, I mean, that just don't happen. That's a God thing. That's a God thing. I told you, I can tell you thus by experience and going, I was just a young preacher. I'd just come to this church in October of 1989 and Brother Robert was, amen, he was 64 years old then. And I met him and Miss Lib. I met them and, amen, she wasn't doing well physically and I'd go up and see her, you know, at the house. And I remember, brother, listen, I remember sitting on the bed there and we prayed right there around that bed. Amen. Brother Robert and her just cried and weep and thank God hug me and I mean that's just the way it was. And brother, I remember her going to the hospital and they called me and they said to me, they said, look, she's in bad shape and you need to get up there if you can, pray with her. And I got up there as fast as I could and they just put her in intensive care. And she was in the first bed when I went in right there I walked the door to the right. I'm young, I don't know a lot. Amen. I thought I did then, but I didn't know as much as what I thought I did. But anyway, I go in and I said, hey, she's laying on the bed. She's awake and she's talking. Amen. I'm thinking, what is she talking about? I mean, nobody's around here. And she was saying these things like this. Oh, how beautiful it is. Oh, I see my mama. That's right. And she was saying these things and I'm standing by the bed and I'm thinking, I don't see them. Amen. But she sees them. Amen. And brother, listen, she finally got, thank God, talking. And she looked up and saw me and she said, well, hey, preacher. And she said, you know, preacher, I mean, she said, I just seen my mother. I said, is that right? And she said, yeah, I looked up and it was like heaven opened. And I saw my mother and my daddy. And she said, I saw it was so beautiful. And brother, I'm telling you, such a glare in her eyes. It was just so real. And I thought to myself, amen, this has got to be true. I never had heard nobody like that before. On a bed, brother, listen. Amen. That was, I don't remember the day, but it wasn't but a couple days later. Amen. We got the news that she went home. Amen. Listen, that's God. Amen. Stephen, a brother, saw the heavens open and saw Jesus stand at the right hand. Amen. Listen, I ain't got him to tell you that. I'll tell you this, friend. Job might have got down to the place of his life. Amen. And said, do we live again? But I'm telling you, Brother Jonathan, thank God there is a heaven, and there is a blessing, and there is a day. Thank God that we got to be with Him, amen. Now, I don't understand all that. I really don't. I'm being the first one to admit to you. I know we sing about mansions and all the things. I know we do, but I don't know about everything. I had never been there. I know if you read the book, it's a street of gold. Gates of pearl. I don't know about that. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. He ain't building them. They're already there. In my Father's house are many mansions. And Brother Danny, I know we discussed this. And I know we've talked about many a thing about the scripture. Amen. And whatever the interpretation is the interpretation. I'm not taking away from what it says. I preach mansions, but it means dwelling places. If you read the definition of it, it don't matter as long as it's in heaven. Amen. Love him. You know, It really don't matter. I wouldn't argue nobody like that. But it's just a fact. The Bible said, therefore, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. He said, that's what he said. Once you're gone as a believer from the body, you're present with the Lord. I mean, we got an account in Luke 16 where Lazarus was carried by the angels in Abraham's bosom, which was a paradise. But he led them that was captive out. Amen. Why? You can't explain some of these things. Think on them. At Calvary, brother, listen, there were saints that come out of the grave and walked in the city. Tell me about it, brother. Tell me about that. That's what they did. That's right. And I mean, listen, there is afterlife, brother. Amen. I don't know everything about it, but I do know in the immediate work, amen, of God's salvation in me, thank God he deposited within me, thank God something that has already attained that other place, amen. Right. Amen. I said this before and I'll say it again. If you go into heaven, you'll have heaven in you. Yes, right. Amen. He don't wait. He ain't waiting, thank God. He completed the work. He saved us to the uttermost. Amen. Listen, Job said, amen, listen. He said, if a man dies, shall he live again? What kind of hope would it be for me to go to a cemetery and actually have a word over a coffin and just look at the crowd and say, well, that's it. Paul said, if I had hope in this life only, I'd be of all men most miserable. Why did Paul say he had a desire to depart and be with Christ? This is far better. What about the resurrection? Job said the Redeemer liveth. That means that the Redeemer rose again. He lives. Listen, here's Martha and Mary. The brother's been dead 4 days, Lazarus. And Jesus don't go. He waits 4 days to go into the Bethany. Now, brother, listen. He knew he was dead, but he waited to go. I want to tell you this. Do not always think all problems are bad. Because without a problem, he ain't going to solve them. Without sin, you don't need a Savior. There's a Savior before there ever was sin. I prayed this morning. I know that fellow said he chases rabbits. I said, yeah. I said, well, every once in a while, more than probably I ought to do. But I thought about this morning. Brother, I prayed this prayer. I don't know what my wife thought when I prayed it. I said, Lord, I don't want to fall from grace. I said, what's that mean, preacher? I don't want to never go without it. That crowd in Galatians thought that they were saved by grace, but then they thought they was made perfect by works. And that's why Paul said you fell from grace. Because you're not made perfect by works, you're made perfect by the grace of God. And it's the favor of God. I don't never want to be without the favor of God. I never want to live my life without the grace of God. Amen. That's right, brother. But listen, Jesus went into that town of Bethany and Martha met him out there. And she said, Lord, if you'd have been here, my brother had not died. Boy, what faith. Listen, this is what she said. Read it sometime. I'm paraphrasing. She said, I know, though, if you ask him anything, he will do it. How did she know that, brother? That's amazing that the Lord had been by their house many a time and no doubt had prayed and saw the hand of God move. She said, and this is what the Lord said. He said, your brother shall rise again. And this is what that's what he said. She said, I know he will. I know he will at the resurrection at the last day. Boy, son, this is a great. Jesus said, I am the resurrection. Amen. I am the resurrection. I am the resurrection. I am the resurrection. I am the resurrection. He said, I am the resurrection. He said, I am the resurrection. I am the resurrection. What Jesus said, I am the resurrection. I am Him, Martha. I am the resurrection, Martha. Thank God, you don't have to wait till the last day. I am the resurrection. What He said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Thank God. Listen, He said that then, brother. Amen. Amen. I am the resurrection. You don't have to wait till the last day. You don't have to wait till the last day. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And this is what he said to her. I don't know everything he said in that verse, but I know this is the last three words he said. Believest thou this?
Yes.
Believest thou this? Will a man live again? Will a man live again? Job said, a man dies and wastes away and give up the ghost. And where is he? And the answer would be that according to what was inside of a man. Salvation's an inside work. Do you know you can't judge nobody and say, well, them people went and they didn't and this and that. Your own testimony within your heart testifies to that. If you don't have it, you need to come to Him. Do you believe Him? Are you a believer? Brethren, listen. It's by faith. But when you get there, it's no faith. It's all sight. That's right. Hey, it's faith, sight, brother. Turns into sight. I said it yesterday. I've got the thing. I left that thing on the other morning. I thought faith, hope, and charity. Faith is now, hope is future, and charity's forever. Amen. And the grace of these charity. Amen. And you won't need faith and hope once you're there. Amen. It's done. Amen. Bless the Lord for it. Amen. Brother Reverend, have prayer for us. Oh God.
I thank you for saving grace, the fire of God, the resurrection. I thank you, Lord, that Lord, you resurrect.